I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We do have Albert Breer coming up in about 40 minutes, and I don't think I'm where John is. Like, this is bad, and there's really no defending how bad the offense has been. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'm not cratering the way it feels like I think most people are.
I might be cratering. Yeah,
I might be. I think it's going to be this Miami game.
Well, so the Miami game is going to be fun because they have the worst run defense in the NFL.
Yes.
And so you're going to see, it's going to be a Quinshon game. I think the part that might infuriate people, though, is if he treats Quinshon the way he treated like Nick Chubb, where he caps him at 20 carries.
Yeah.
Where he's just running all over him and you're converting first downs and the offense looks good. And then he hits that 20-yard carry mark and it's like, stop sign. That will make a lot of people like myself pretty irate.
I do think that's why this game is so important to them getting the offense going. It's because this is, although Miami can score maybe a little bit quicker than you can, because even though they don't have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle's still a very good football player, and that offense is still just a better offense, despite never really becoming the offense you thought it would be that after that first year with Tua and Mike McDaniel together. But they might be able to score quicker unless you can play your game. Like, I actually disagree with John. The offense is salvageable. I don't know it's salvageable with Dylan Gabriel, but that's TBD. In fairness, I don't know it's salvageable with Shedeur Sanders either. But the formula can work. And the formula is Quinshon Judkins carries the ball 20 more times per game.
Mm-hmm.
And based off that, you're able to enact the play action, which is going to take some of the pressure off your offensive line and off your quarterback, and make enough plays down the field to score enough points to win games.
Well, this is why matchups matter so much in the NFL. And like for this upcoming week, the matchup is perfect for getting Stefanski in the good graces of the fan base, because his offense will look much better this week than it did last week.
Yeah, and by the way, I was going to say there's no excuse not to score 17 points. There's no there to finally crack the 20-point threshold, which feels Herculean for this team.
Yeah, which
it
is
shouldn't
wild.
Be.
No, it shouldn't be.
So I think this is, to me, I'm not ready to crater. If you lose to Miami and you look bad, I'll be cratering on Monday. Where Ken was, I think, yesterday, where I think a majority of Browns fans were yesterday, that'll be me next Monday. I'm not actually that worried. I think this is going to be a relatively competitive game between Tua Tagovailoa and Timu Tua. But I think when it comes to fixing the offense, is it fixable? Fixable is like, it is a little bit of a sliding scale, but the plan that they put in, which is we're going to focus on the run game. That's going to, because we're also, by the way, better run blockers than we are pass blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And based off a power run game, we're then going to deliver enough passing to get in the end zone and chalk up enough points to be really competitive. That is more than attainable. Like, I get a little frustrated when I hear people say the offense isn't fixable. It's like they're never going to score 30 points a game. 20 points a game. Which should be like the bare minimum expectation in the NFL. that is well within the range of this team, whether it's Dylan or Shador, or even if they, not Bailey Zappe, that guy stink on crap, but mm-hmm. I meant like even if Joe Flacco was still here, that should still be attainable. And if it's not, that's not just about talent. Talent, like, yes, talent matters in the NFL, all right? And the talent here will stop you from being a top 15 offense. Top 28 is not that hard.
Top 28.
Top 25 is not that hard. Top 20 really isn't that unattainable if you have an identity. And this is where you mentioned it with Kevin Stefanski. This is where it's time for Kevin to lock in. Kevin has scoffed before, and I understand why, but Kevin has scoffed before at the idea that the Browns need an identity. When you need an identity, when an offense benefits from locking into a specific identity, that is a code word for we don't have enough talent to win a lot of different ways. That is textbook what this offense is. Yeah?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and this is your week. This is a Miami's defense gives up points in bunches. The last three games, 400 total yards given up to the Jets, 418 yards given up to the Panthers. Chargers got 400 yards as well because the Chargers are a good offense. But think about that. The Jets and the Panthers put up 400 yards of total offense on this in this Dolphins defense. They're not good, and you can run all over them. You can run on them for days. Rico Dowdle, he might still be running against them.
I was a little frustrated. I didn't hear Kevin Stefanski talk about the offense yesterday and why they bailed on the run. And he said, we were down two scores.
We're down two scores. Yeah, that was what he used. Yeah.
And yet you went into the fourth quarter not down two scores.
Well, you were down 9-3 at the half.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. They ran, again, 15 times in the first 35 plays that they had for the first three drives of the game, and then they just kind of hit the eject button. But there was a lot about what the Steelers defense was trying to do, that they were trying to dare Dylan Gabriel to actually win with his arm. I think Stefanski just thought he could.
Yeah.
It was obvious to everyone watching that he couldn't, but I think he just had a belief in Dylan Gabriel that we just don't have. And for this game, I don't think he'll share that same belief, because the game plan will be obvious and it'll be simple. You get to run the ball like crazy against the Dolphins, and I think he's going to be excited to do that.
Normally, I'd call something like this an IQ test. I don't worry about Kevin's IQ. This is an ego test. This is, can Kevin Stefanski win a game the only way this offense can win? And it is riding. This whole thing is built around Quinshon. Maybe that wasn't the intent. I said Quinshon like Christopher Walken.
Did say it
Quinshon
funny.
Judkins, yeah. But like,
which is funny because everyone messes up the Judkins part of it.
Yeah,
and I said, I still don't know why that happens. I don't know where they get the Junkins from. I don't understand.
Any name that can be butchered will be butchered in sports talk and by sports fans and by
like,
Twitter.
At least like Shador, when people say his name wrong.
No, that annoys me. You know,
very annoying. But at least I kind of see, if you've never listened to any broadcast ever, how you would have potentially gotten there. I'm not giving him a pass here, but the Judkins thing is just renaming him.
Yeah, it's Judkins. There's nothing hidden there. No apostrophes. No tildes.
It's not even long. It's just there in an easy name.
But no, I mean I don't know if the intent was to just build specifically around Quinshon Judkins. Now it's in my head,
yeah.
But that is where you are. And you can't build around Jerry Jeudy. You can't really build it around David Njoku, and you certainly can't build it around Harold Fannin Jr. yet. The offensive line is in tatters. Like, your one path to taking... Because what I think, I now do think, I continue to use this phrase this week, because we've been talking about compound interest off the air. It is compounding right now. Like, the pressure and the lack of belief, it's compounding to a point that it's making it harder to be on the offense. That's why this game represents the opportunity to get it right, because I don't think you need a huge amount of sample size to get these guys feeling good and just getting the arrow pointing north.
Well, and we're just as simple. We're five games in, and he looks like the best offensive player we have. I mean, if you've seen some of his yards after contact numbers, they're in Bijan Robinson territory. They're in Montgomery territory. They're in like some really good players territory. I think it's like 2.3 yards after contact. It's incredible what he's able to pull off.
And if you can establish Quinshon Judkins, maybe then you can establish your home run hitters in either Jerome Ford or Dylan Sampson to make the kind of big plays off of his success that you need. Because you don't just need Quinshon Judkins to be really good. You also need those guys to be able to hit some home runs as well. 216-474-0092. It's a two-parter, a dreaded two-parter. Why does the offense suck? And is it fixable? I think it is. I think we're being prisoner of the moment if we say it isn't. It's just, is Kevin Stefanski going to do what's necessary? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.